Arriving each and every moment, again and again and again. Each moment, a new arrival, a new embracing of what is here. Feeling grounded. To the earth. Feeling this body. Touching the floor, the cushion. Stable, grounded, upright. Allowing the body to be soft and relaxed. As relaxed as possible. As soft as possible. Noticing the breath moving through the body. Grounding, stabilizing, calming, soothing. And I'd like to invite you to bring to mind either the image or the felt sense, whatever has been working for you, of your easy person, your benefactor, good friend, maybe a child or a pet. Conjuring up this being to mind, however is easiest for you. Letting there be a sense of embodied connection. Maybe you're holding them. Or they're holding you, if that works for you, or whatever works for you, as you've been exploring. And from this sense of connection to this being, from this sense of connection, warmth, care, goodwill, metta, inviting the phrases, whatever you've chosen by now, to flow out of this sense of connection. May you be safe from inner and outer harm, dear one. May you be happy and joyful, dear one. May you be healthy and strong, dear one. And may your life flow with ease, dear one. Some people may find it helpful to bring up the tableaus, perhaps, of this being in safety. Maybe it's raining, hailstorm, and they're comfortable in a warm bed, safe from the elements. In order to conjure up the feeling of safety, the connection to the concept of safety. Or seeing them happy, in a happy moment in their life, laughing, celebrating, joyous. Maybe a tableau of good health. Maybe they're exercising, doing what they love, feeling whole and strong. So you can connect with that wish for health, physical well-being. Or maybe for the fourth category, ease, you see them maybe lying in a hammock, just with sense of ease, all in order, sense of ease in the world, happily just being. Also, if your native tongue is not English, I invite you to explore the phrases in your mother tongue and see how that might change in effect what is conjured up, what it brings up in you. When I started years ago to recite them in my mind in Farsi, my mother tongue, for me it was quite magical. In fact, I will say them in Farsi. از شر درونی و بیرونی امن و امان باشی عزیز جان. دلت شاد و لبت خندان باشه عزیز جان. سلامت و قوی باشی عزیز جان. آرام و راحت باشی عزیز جان. Having first primed our heart with our easy category, this morning we will expand to the category of neutral beings. I would like to invite you now to think of someone that you've seen, you met, another human being on this earth, whom you don't really know. Maybe someone at a grocery store, at the checkout counter. You've seen a few times, maybe. You don't really know them. Or maybe a barista at a coffee shop, or a neighbor you've seen walking around. Or it could be someone on this retreat. You've seen them walking around, but don't really have much of a history knowing them, like or dislike. For the most part, this being is neutral for you. You might have a slight like or dislike, just a tiny bit. That's okay. It's all right. But no history, no major feelings about this person one way or the other. Just a stand-in for all of humanity. This person who lives and breathes. So choose someone. bringing this person to mind. Again, their image or their felt sense, their knowledge that they exist, this being, it's a human being. That breathes and walks and sleeps and feels just like you do. This person, they have hopes and dreams. There are people this person cares about and loves and is concerned about. Also, this person is an object of concern, of love and care for others. This person's parents, siblings, their loved ones. This person is valuable, important, loved, cared for by others, just like you. This person has experienced pain, physical pain. They have a body, they have experienced physical pain. They have experienced loss, sadness, disappointment, rejection. They have suffered just like you. They have been happy, celebrated with their hopes and dreams, aspirations, their highest intentions in life, who they want to be, what they want to do, just like you. Their inner life is just as compelling, just as complicated, just as compelling and complex as is yours. Their life is dear to them, just as yours is to you. Just as you want to be happy, they too want to be happy. They don't want to suffer. In their humanity, in their being human, they're not so different from you. In fact, you could have been born as them. Neither of you have had a choice of where you were born, your genetics, your parents, your circumstances. This other person could have been you if you were born into their genes, parents, circumstances. This could be you in this life. They are not so different from you. Another manifestation of humanity. Recognizing your shared humanity. From this connection, this similarity, sharing your goodwill, your good wishes for them. May you too, who's a human just like me, dear human, just like me, dear person, going through life, through struggles, through ups and downs of this life. May you be safe. May you have safety. May you enjoy safety too. May you, dear fellow human, just like me on this earth, may you be happy. May you feel happiness. May you have joy. May you partake in joy. Your heart be happy. May you have good health. May you be healthy and strong. And may you live with ease. May your life flow with ease, dear fellow human being. Simply sharing your goodwill, your good wishes. With phrases of your choice, staying connected to their image or felt sense. With the feeling of goodwill for a fellow human. And letting the phrases flow. In this particular category of the neutral being, for some people it's really easy and straightforward to connect with someone they don't know. In fact, it might be easier than people you have a history with. And for some, it might be helpful if you wish to use your creativity and imagine this person in different life circumstances. It's okay to be creative. Maybe you imagine them just like you, liking a particular food or fruits and eating and enjoying it. Maybe you love apples and you see them loving apples too and relishing. Fuji or Braeburn. Or you see them, you think of them having gone through a loss of a loved one, a parent, and grieving. So to bring their humanity, to really in contact, to really feel the humanity of this being. Feel free to use your imagination in this category. So expanding the circle of care, the circle of metta, friendliness, expanding our friendliness. Just reflecting on the beautiful instructions that Bhante Ujjagara shared yesterday morning about grandmotherly metta, grandmotherly, grandmother's instructions. Knitting love, knitting care. I was thinking that actually this practice, when we switch to this category of the neutral person, it is in a way developing, cultivating a grandmotherly mind for people we don't know, which is a stepping stone. This category is really profound and powerful. Working with this category is a stepping stone to the next category, working with people we have difficulty with. And because people we have difficulty with also, just like us, they have hopes and dreams, and they're not so different from us. It's just that we happen to be entangled in a bit of a mess with them. But they're just like a neutral person, right? Who has hopes and dreams and lives and breathes just like us. So this category is really a stepping stone for tomorrow as we expand to people we're having conflict or entanglement difficulty with. And it's also the stepping stone for all beings, which is the last category we'll expand to. And of course, you will see in your own practice when you're practicing metta for this person who's neutral, you don't really know, they are a stand-in for all of humanity. And with the grandmother instructions, grandmotherly mind, I was reminded of my own grandmother who passed away years ago. And it was a sweet reflection as I was sitting, because everybody called her grandma, not just her grandchildren and great-grandchildren, but also all neighbors, all our neighbors called her Maman Buzurg, grandma, because she was grandma to everyone. She was grandma. So it's that kind of a, you know, metta, friendliness, goodwill for everybody around you. Grandmotherly mind, friendliness and goodwill. Another aspect of this category, which is really profound, especially if you're new to this practice, is it really shows of how our heart is expandable in ways we cannot even imagine. You know, we tend to have affection for people we know, our friends, our family, siblings, you know, people that we know are in our circle. And how the boundaries can be broken, really, it's in care and affection and love. It can be for people we don't even know, we don't have history for. And this was, I've experienced this now on many occasions. On the very first metta retreat I sat over a decade ago now. Actually, Sharon Salzberg was teaching that. Wow. And I chose, on that first retreat, a 7-day metta retreat, I chose the lady who worked at the laundromat a block away from my house. And I had seen this lady and you know, transacted with her, didn't have a feeling for her one way or the other. Of course, chose her as my neutral. So the 7-day for a whole day, I was, you know, wishing her well, imagining her. And then I noticed when I went back, I loved her. I really wanted her to be happy. So whenever I walked by the laundromat, I would look in to see if she was there. And whenever I had clothes detected the laundromat, I was so happy to see her. And she was happy to see me too, right? Because I was just so much care and metta. And it's just so amazing. It's, and I've had many experiences like that, as I've matured as a practitioner of choosing a neutral person and once on a retreat, and this young lady who was, you know, walking, and she became like my dear friend. She became like my sister, like my daughter. She just walked and was like, oh my God, may you be well, may you be happy. Just sense of, wow, the heart can turn to just love and care for someone you don't even know. So it's kind of known on retreats. It's like a secret word at the end when you tell someone, hey, you were my neutral person. They know that what you mean, that they were a neutral person, but now you really care for them and you wish them well and you want them to be happy. So I've been told that before. You are my neutral person. And I know what they mean. And usually they have a big, bright smile on their face. They're happy to, you're my neutral person on this retreat. Anyway, so this is a really important category. Especially if doubt is coming in your mind, like, what's up with developing metta for this neutral? But there is a method to this 2600-2700-year-old madness. Really lots of amazing, deep, profound method. So one request today, and the request again is in terms of metta for the community, metta for everyone who's here with you. And that is a consideration for folks who have a lot of sensitivity, a chemical sensitivity to scented products. And so it would be wonderful to smell your creams, your hand creams, your body lotions, because sometimes we get used to them. And I know that, okay, I'll attest to it. My first retreat, newbie, you know, I had this very strong scented hand cream that I wasn't smelling. And the little smell that I smelled, it's like, oh, just a tiny little bit of hand cream. And then later when you were making their, you know, the teachers making the announcements in the hall, like, please, I realized, oh, they're talking about me. It's this scented that in this kind of environment, it's very simple. Sense can become, people can become even more sensitive. People are already sensitive. So if you're in doubt, you can have any of us, the service leaders, have a sniff of your cream to tell you whether it's scented or not, if you don't have so much sensitivity. And of course, the ingredients would say, if anything says scented, then please use what is offered here. And I think there are items both offered in all the bathrooms, etc. So, yeah. Wishing you a wonderful day of practice. We're really in the richness, the depth of the retreat, and can just feel the settledness. And it's delicious. It's really precious. So let yourself swim in it and appreciate the molasses of the field of metta. Happy day of practice.